This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Scooter industry retrenchment aside, this is, as we all know, an on-demand economy now. Consumers want what they want when they want it. And for years, what a whole lot of consumers have wanted is to not have to deal with cable TV and internet bundling. Enter stage left, Verizon. The telecommunications conglomerate said today it's done offering those bundles on annual contracts. Choose your plan separately, pay by the month, and off you go. The bet, reports Marketplace's Andy Euler, is that this is going to help steer people away from cutting the cord entirely.
Verizon says it's allowing customers to select their home internet speeds and television packages separately, and it's not going to lock them into 1 or 2 year contracts.
It's mostly about transparency.
That's Angie Klein. She's VP of Marketing at Verizon Consumer Group.
So it's not about changing holistically what people are paying. It's just changing the way we do it so it's the right way for consumers.
Verizon says it's eliminating traditional cable bundles because that's what consumers want. Taylor Cole Miller teaches media studies at the University of Georgia. He says that's true, but
I think getting rid of bundling is actually only ostensibly better for the consumer.
He says, sure, you might feel like you're only paying for channels and services that you use, but this also thins out diversity on your TV.
Bundling actually helps a lot of niche channels, especially channels for marginalized communities, to actually have channels that are related to them.
Those niche channels are effectively subsidized by being part of a package that includes the more popular channels. For telecom companies like Verizon, unbundling could help stop the bleeding from cord cutting. Eric Hagstrom is an analyst at eMarketer. He says, with so many options available, the margins for cable providers just aren't there anymore. Getting rid of bundles is a revenue play.
There's a greater incentive for these companies to unbundle people from TV services and have them only subscribe to internet.
Because providing internet to homes still provides a good margin, at least for now. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.